This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Here with me in Studio 3 is Jonathan Alsop, founder of the Boston Wine School. One thing you swear by, Jonathan, is that wine makes a perfect gift. What if the person you give it to doesn't drink wine?
What if the person you give it to doesn't drink wine?
Yeah.
You know, I hear what you're saying. This is a problem that I have never encountered.
Okay.
So are you asking me what's the perfect wine for the non-wine drinker?
I guess. Okay. I don't know.
You know what? This does come up in the holidays, the whole issue of it's an intelligent thing to talk about, The whole issue of alcohol. Some people drink, some people don't drink. Some people will normally drink in a normal way, drink in an excessive way around the holidays. In terms of things I like that are non-alcoholic, that are still really interesting, San Pellegrino makes it's sort of a non-alcoholic cocktail. It's called Chinotto. It's made from blood oranges from Sicily.
Okay.
And they also make a little it comes in a little tiny bottle. It's like a little carbonated soft drink. You know, you put it over
present.
Ice. It's really nice. Yeah. It's really interesting. It's naturally alcohol free.
Okay.
But in terms of shopping for wine, one thing that people are not really aware of a lot is to look for the alcohol level on a bottle of wine. And it's smart, especially this time of year, to, you know, if you can get it into the single digits, you know, some of those Rieslings are like 8-9% alcohol. That's the way you want to go.
Because the 14% are really, they'll take you out if you're not paying attention.
You know, and you don't think that there's a big difference. You say, oh, 14% alcohol, 11% alcohol. It's 3 percentage points, so it doesn't seem like a lot. But when you do the math, I mean, that's 27.5% more alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
significant.
You know that makes you 27% more outgoing, 27% more talkative, 27% more disinhibited. not always a great look for everybody.
Well, you got two wines here that you would recommend as great gifts. One, it looks beautiful, though I don't like Chardonnay, but it's a Chardonnay. But
now,
tell me why.
Well, now I cannot actually recommend this as a gift. This is something that was a gift to me from my mentor and landlord, Bert Miller. Mm. This is a 1980. Acacia Chardonnay. So
looks
this is
gorgeous.
This is a 32-year-old white wine.
Okay, this is pretty good.
And this is the sort of thing where when you say, you know, what's a good holiday wine? You know, sometimes you're matching the wine to the people. Sometimes you're matching the wine to the food. You know, here we're throwing a bridge across time to go back to 1980. And, you know, Callie, eyes on the prize. What, 87?
Yes. Yeah, 88. Yeah.
87, 88. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, if you were coming over and I had an 87 or even had an 88, you know, you can make a case and say, well, here's an 86 is when you're working on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's 88 when you were enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be flexible, but that would mean a lot to you.
Right. That's personal.
And it's personal. Yeah. And that's the kind of connections that we want to make in the holidays overall, and it's exactly the kind of connection we want to make with wine.
Oh, well, this is definitely tasty. Now, tell me about the red, because you have one from the...
Yes.
Well, as we know, you're the founder of the Boston Wine School, so this is the top wine of the Boston
this
Wine School?
This is a committee of one.
Okay.
deciding this. This to me was the wine of the year.
Okay.
This is the 90-plus sellers... Lot 53 Argentina Cabernet.
Mm.
Now, right now, the entire world is totally, totally obsessed with Malbec. So when you say, hey, you want to taste some Cabernet from Argentina? People say, Argentina? I love Malbec. You say, what about some Cabernet? And they say, I will try some Malbec. I mean, it's not even... it's like the spotlight is off everything else and totally on Malbec. So 90 Plus has located and bottled and is now selling... This, I mean, it's just spectacular. It's $15 or less. I mean, to me, it tastes like a $30-$35 bottle of wine, and it just...
And you taste a lot of wine.
Yeah, we taste a lot of wine. We use a lot of different wines at the wine school. You know, always stuff always trying to pick stuff that's true to type. You know, if you love Cabernet, You're going to love this. If you love Argentina, you're going to love this.
Even if it's not a Malbec. I'm speaking with Jonathan Alsop, founder of the Boston Wine School and our wine guru. We've just talked about two wines or wines that one could think about giving as gifts or how to think about giving a wine as a gift. Jonathan received a lovely gift from his landlord, which is perfect for him, a 32-year-old Chardonnay. That's perfect for 32-year-old
Jonathan. 32-year-old Chardonnay.
And but he's also brought along with him the wine of the year from the Boston Wine School, which is a $15 from Argentina,
yes.
90 plus seller's wine. So that's right in the wheelhouse of a lot of people wanting to have a good wine. Inexpensive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are living in a golden age of cheap wine. And this
cheap,
is just
good wine.
Well, that's the golden age part. It's cheap and good and really, really readily available. You know, we're buying wine at Costco now. We're buying wine at BJ's.
And it's good wine.
You know, we're gonna be buying wine at Home Depot. This is my prediction. Before the 21st century is out, we'll be buying wine at Home Depot in ways that we never imagined.
Well, there's a couple of things that I also want to talk to you. I know that you feel strongly about in terms of people thinking about how to buy wine. Mm. You say don't go. You've never bought spent more than $25, and then at the holiday time you decide to go spend.
Yes.
You know, $100 on a bottle of wine. Don't do that.
That's a mistake. I mean, this is the same thing. You got people all year long who, you know, can't cook a chicken leg, and then come Thanksgiving they decide to deep fry an entire turkey. I mean, that's just got disaster written all over it. All year long, you're drinking like $7, $8, $9, $12 bottles of wine, and then one day you walk in and say, okay, you know, I want to do something. You know, I want to spend $100 on a bottle of wine. There's no way that's going to work out. And one of the things that I always recommend to people when it comes to giving the gift of wine is take the pressure off. I mean, I think that Robin was saying something similar
Robin
from
Abrams.
An etiquette. Robin Abrams earlier was saying something similar from an etiquette perspective. Mm. You know, these are all ideas about how you take the pressure off and make it easy and comfortable for people to be together. So instead of putting all of your, you know, all of the weight, all of your expectations and all of everything on one stellar $100 bottle of wine, you know, get three different wines. You know, let these three different wines add up to $100.
Mm, that's a good idea.
And then it's just much, you know, then it's just much less
and
pressured.
It's variety.
And much less charged, and it's real variety.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit earlier, you know, my three favorite North American sparkling wines are Gruet from New Mexico, about $15. Mm-hmm. Westport Rivers from Westport, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Blanc de Noir, about $25. And then Schramsberg from California, which I think is just for me is the best sparkling wine, the best American, North American sparkling wine of all.
You get
one bottle of each of those. What's 15? 20, 40. And then the Schramsberg's maybe 45 or 50. You know, that's your $90. You know, and you haven't spent $100. You've saved money, and now you've got, you know, this assortment of three different wines. I just really
variety.
Think that's the way to
that's
go.
That's the way to
variety
go.
Variety and low pressure.
And we should say we're not going to. I'm not following up on the bubbly conversation because we're going to have that next week with you in greater detail. But I have to stop and say you are not a fan of wine doodads. I happen to like wine doodads, but you don't like wine doodads.
You know what's happening?
I got one right here, the corksicle.
Yeah. The corksicle. I love this. Wait a minute. You know what? I'm totally changing my mind. I love wine doodads.
No, you don't. You know you don't like them.
But you know what? It's just that I have received so many, many cubic yards worth of wine doodads of different corkscrews and
aerators. You really hate.
Well, you know, one year I get a bunch of aerators which put air into wine, and then the next year I get a pump that pumps air out of wine. I mean, I'm really not sure what to do with any of these things. We rarely, if ever, use them. You know, we typically just open a bottle of wine and get a couple of glasses, and you know, just sort of. Drink it.
You
know,
is there no doodad? It's usually not
a big production.
No doodad, you would think it's worth it.
I do like carafes. I do like wine pitchers.
Okay.
I do like if you are having some kind of special occasion, if you're having some sort of special dinner. I do think it is beautiful to have, and I own a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's the kind of thing that you use
At the holiday time.
You know, now's the time. Now's the time to break all that stuff out and, you know, break it.
I love your suggestion of, you know, trying not to even stress yourself about picking three of varietal wines. What? Just get a bucket, which everybody needs a wine bucket or a champagne
bucket.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, champagne bucket.
Or a wine bucket, just so you can put the ice in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are things that the champagne houses create specifically with their logos on them. You can buy them at a lot of wine shops. It's a nice gift. It's almost certainly something that someone doesn't have,
and you don't even think about getting. I think if you're a wine lover and you're concentrating on buying the wine,
right?
Not thinking about having the bucket.
And you know what? And that's a nice doodad because you can take that and you can put a bottle of wine in it.
Yes,
and then
that's
wrap
true.
It, and now you're.
But I'm suggesting you could get a very nice bucket, and that'd be good too. Put a corksicle in it. And
mm-hmm.
I know you don't believe in the corksicle. By the way, for those who don't know, it's a thing you freeze in the freezer and then stick it down in the bottle of wine. It's supposed to keep it cold.
No, I'm liking this idea.
I just think it's really interesting. I want to know, other than the 90 plus that you've recommended as wine of the year from the Boston Wine School,
right.
What will you be drinking around the holiday time specifically? No champagne. We're talking about that next week.
Okay. Yeah. So tonight is when we have – so Christmas Eve is when we have our big holiday – the smoked mozzarella lasagna, the stuffed turkey breast. You know, these are like just these sort of traditional dishes that we've done for years from our kids' youths and childhoods. Anyway, tonight is going to be Châteauneuf-du-Pape night.
Mm.
I got all my favorite foods. I've got all my favorite people. And I'm going to have my favorite wine. Mm. And people ask me all the time, what is your favorite wine? And, you know, I'm always glib, like, you know, you mean right now or tomorrow? But my favorite wine of all is a wine from the south of France. It's called Châteauneuf-du-Pape. It's a blended red wine. Sometimes it's blended from 10, 12, 13 different grapes. It's very smooth. It's very tasty. I've just loved it forever. So tonight is Châteauneuf-du-Pape night.
And it's a spectrum of price, too. It can be really expensive or kind of reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, with the dollar the way it is, you know, European wines are a little bit pricey right now. But yeah, Châteauneuf-du-Pape is good because you can, you know, you've got stuff in the low 20s, which I just want to say, you know, that's a lot of money for a bottle of wine most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so this is, again, special occasion. But, you know, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, you can buy in the low 20s. You can buy in the 40s. If it's your 50th wedding anniversary, $75, $80, $100 a bottle. You know, you got a whole range of prices and styles to pick from.
All right. Well, those are a lot of good suggestions for people who are right now trying to freak out about what they're going to give.
Yeah.
And that's available to you. So I'll take my aerator, my corksicle, and my bucket and go home. Thank you, Jonathan Alsop.
Thank you, Callie.
We've been talking about wine with Jonathan Alsop, founder of the Boston Wine School and our wine guru. Thank you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. The conversation never stops online at wgbhnews.org. I'm Callie Crossley. Have a great afternoon and Merry Christmas.